If you go through the left tunnel on the ground floor, you will descend into the world of European rivers, lakes and many other freshwater habitats which contribute to the overall biodiversity, thanks to the many plant and animal species which can be found there. Around 250 types of algae and more than 500 types of fish depend on the freshwater habitats of European continental waters, together with a substantial number of birds, mammals and amphibians. The guardhouse at the end of the tunnel carved in the solid rock today houses a paludarium inhabited by rescued European pond turtles and European amphibians, the most numerous being the alpine newts. Their elongated bodies are decorated with black spots and approximately 10 yellow freckles on their sides through which, in case of danger, the tops of their ribs protrude, which are connected to their venom glands. If you look carefully among the plants, you will notice toads. They swim to the surface of the water only occasionally to look at their surroundings. When you exit the guardhouse, you are taken to the fort's moat, where, in front of the terrace of the summer cafe, you will find freshwater pools containing native, economically important, and invasive species. Among the invasive species, you will recognize voracious brown bullheads, pumpkin seeds and eastern mosquitofish, which are small fish that adapt easily to different environmental conditions and multiply rapidly in any new habitat. In the middle, there is a decorative terrarium serving as a sanctuary for rescued domestic Hermann's tortoises. Walking through the moat, you will go around the guardhouse surrounded by a channel showcasing wetland habitats. On the opposite side, you can see a long pool containing domestic and farmed freshwater fish species. Here you can find northern pikes, grass carp, bighead carp, and many other species. Over 80% of all European freshwater fish species are endemic to Europe, and many are range restricted, which means they can only be found in one lake or river. At the same time, Croatia is the second richest European country, after Turkey, in terms of the biodiversity of its freshwater habitats.